A book from Car Accident by Esther, Auto Insurance, Chapter 2, quote, sometimes these are the most trusted, but do they deserve it? Each day, people sign a contract and put their trust in auto insurance companies, many times bombarded with commercials showing corporations to be kind, courteous, and helpful, making customers believe when trouble comes their way from a car accident, they shouldn't worry. The monthly premiums paid ensure they will be protected. But is this true? Will concerns only be pertaining to deductibles? If you have personal injury protection known as PIP, will your medical bills be paid promptly? Or reimbursement of lost wages be large enough to realistically cover a good portion of your salary? How prompt will your auto insurance process claim request? In other words, how much good faith should you have in your insurance company? On today's show, let's take a journey and explore these questions. An exploration including reviews of the auto industry's behaviors and actions and what may be experienced, along with specific GEICO examples. How much do you really know about GEICO? Does the gecko make you smile? Does it seem like a comfortable friend that you know? But have you delved into the fine print of your insurance policy with them? Do you recognize the clauses placed there on their behalf and not yours? What can you expect after filing a claim? And how important is the value in terms of having benefits paid? Let's follow the statistics about the auto industry, auto insurance industry, in general, however, using GEICO as our example. Before getting started, as a disclosure regarding GEICO, currently there is a lawsuit pending. Thank you for joining me, Esther, this August 10th, 2013, for Talking About You with Esther on Block Talk Radio and Esther TV, currently featured on YouTube under Esther's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is E-S-T-R-A, pronounced Esther. So go to Esther's blog on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a car accident. Today's topic will be on GEICO. What do you really know? Much of our choices depend on trust levels. Insurers believe that in times of trouble, the help they need will be there. The actions and behaviors of an auto insurance company can be critical in car collisions where people are seriously injured and will rely primarily on their help. Are expectations of insurers, meaning policyholders, met? Or is there legalese in the contract written that limits responsibilities or permits favorable actions towards auto insurance companies? From an injured person's perspective, what does it really mean physically and financially to have auto insurance? Who is your best advocate in this situation? These are the questions we will be addressing this hour. Also on our program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events, holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you and GEICO, what do you really know, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Personal auto insurance with a company which operates under good faith, values, and behaviors is an asset to aid individuals in staying afloat in the event of a traffic collision. Yet a corporation operating in bad faith can be one's worst nightmare. How can you decipher between the two? Information, evaluation, and a bit of luck. Bad faith organizations begin to clean up their act once enough of their policyholders have gotten the shaft and begin to bring it public. When enough of their insureds speak out, other customers decide to take their business elsewhere, meaning profits decrease, and profits, in my opinion, it's the way in which the public gets corporate attention. In today's global economy, it seems easier to set up shop wherever one pleases. However, one's reputation will likely precede them. So use your economic power, which means your choice in auto insurance companies will ultimately decide on their ability to profit. Your decision, along with fellow consumers, will make an impact on behavior. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on auto insurance companies on today's show. Again, that's 718-766-4385. After the show, the number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave your comments. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Block Talk Radio or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week include International Youth Day, which is August 12th, and the USAID.gov and also NationalAwarenessDay.com quote says, International Youth Day was created by the United Nations and first celebrated in 1998. The event is now marked on August 12th each year. The aim is to celebrate the contributions youth make to society. Young people have led the world in encouraging recycling and green lifestyles. Also, the use of new technology like mobile phones, iPods, and social networking sites like Facebook. Each year, a theme is selected for the day, and this year it is Youth Migration, Moving Development Forward. You can keep checking back on the International Youth Day site for more information. And what's more, a commemoration of the day is held at the United Nations headquarters in New York. Youth across the world are encouraged to send a description of any planned activities to youth@un.org, and a selection of the most creative events are featured on the UN website to give flavor of what is happening across the world to celebrate this special day. Also, International Youth Day 213 Google Plus Hangout, which will be August 8, 2013 from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., and Special Advisors for Global Youth Issues, Zanat Rahman, USAID Youth Coordinator Marianne Yerkes, PRM Acting DAS Elizabeth Hopkins, and Chanel Ba, which is Youth Representative on the High Level Steering Committee for the UN Global Education First Initiative and Refugees from Sierra Leone. The Google Hangout will illuminate the challenges and troubles youth refugees face, while also celebrating the success they have achieved, because we always need to look at the good side of life, end quote. Our next actual notable mention for this week is Days of Assumption, and it's August 15th, and it's actually also known as Assumption of Mary in the United States. And we got the information from timeanddate.com, and it's, quote, Catholic churches in the United States celebrate the Feast of Assumption to honor the Virgin Mary's death and her rise into heaven on August 15th each year. The Catholic and Orthodox Christians view the Assumption as the Virgin Mary's heavenly birthday that is now observed as a holy day of obligation, a day when some Christian denominations are obliged to attend Mass, end quote. You know, there is a joy from believing in one transitioning from this earth to heaven, because there will be others to meet and greet there. A new journey will begin. For Catholics, Mary's life and death makes this a special day of Assumption. Now for a personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. Our first article comes from ESPN.go.com, and the title of the article is Tony Stewart Hurt in Sprint Car Race. NASCAR driver Tony Stewart has a great attitude regarding his injury, accident, and recovery. Realizing it's important to recover,
He firmly states he will not be participating in the next race, which is on Sunday, yet Mr. Stewart says he will make it back and his team will be ready. He is not dwelling on his experience and is more interested in getting back to the sport of racing. He is focused, he knows what he wants, and driven to return, literally. If you're injured, this is a great model to follow. Best wishes, Tony Stewart, and a speedy recovery. Our next personal injury in the news is from OregonLive.com, and both the Seattle Times and this AP have written a piece on the subject matter. The title of the article is Baby Ejected from Car Crash Near Shelton. Sometimes we get into hurries, and perhaps it's one thing or another. When driving, however, babies being placed correctly in a car seat is so important. This is widely known, even for short trips, because if this unforeseen event happens to you with your child, being as prepared as one can may make the difference. May the baby have a quick recovery, and the 20-year-old woman was not injured in the traffic collision. Now for my commentary on Geico. What do you really know? When companies began using credit scores, the consumer could not have imagined just how far into their personal lives and the amount of data that would be collected regarding their financial, employment, and insurance history, not to mention GPS tracking, surveillance, and whatever else they can get their hands on. American citizens hold privacy dearly and did not realize in only a generation almost anything in their lives would be only a computer click away. It's common for auto insurance companies to determine what they will charge by reviewing your credit score, which contains a history of your life, which means it includes your income, your job, credit limits, payment history, and whatever they can legally place for review by those requesting access to your life. It's common for auto insurance companies to determine what they will charge you by reviewing your credit score, which contains a history of your life, which means income, job, credit limits, payment history, and whatever else they can legally place for review for those requesting access into your life. Most times, as with auto insurance, which is now required, many people seeking a policy do not realize what their rights and responsibilities are when in an agreement with corporations, whether this is credit card, mortgage, loans, or insurance. In my opinion, this is due for two reasons. First, it's not until involved in a serious accident that one realizes how important a company which operates in good faith is to a claim. Secondly, many companies spend millions of dollars in advertising to create an illusion that, in my opinion, mesmerizes consumers. This works until these expectations come crashing down when reality meets commercial. The best defense in a difficult situation when dealing with corporations, including insurance carriers, is to know the rules and your rights. This typically takes time, and a traffic collision is not a good time to have to discover what they are. When injured, one is vulnerable, and some people will take advantage of it. Many companies hope you will give up, get too discouraged, especially when dealing with the deep pockets of these organizations. Therefore, focus on recovery, staying afloat financially, and learning as much as possible about your situation and those handling your claim. Learn the rules which govern insurance companies in your state. So, if you're told inaccurate information, being knowledgeable provides the ability to advocate for yourself. Unfortunately, when it comes to money, having to pull it from the hands of insurance companies because some would prefer to keep it rather than pay claims is a skill acquired by knowing your rights, informing them that you do know your rights, and then standing up for your benefits. Many of the poor and the new poor, which used to be the middle class, are ill-informed and rely on people whose trust levels and integrity could use improvement, leaving many disenfranchised, still injured, in a worse position and more deception afoot that the average person cannot imagine. Through it all, remember you are the most important person in this equation. So take care of yourself and do not give up. You may be faced with many unfamiliar games played at your expense, but as long as you don't lose hope and continue to fight for a fair claim, you're doing all that you can. Although you cannot force insurance companies to do the right thing, perhaps the insurance commissioner in your state, judge, or public opinion can. Choose the option which best fits your needs and desires. Remember, anything you learn should be shared with those who will come after you, because greed never changes. From my perspective and experience, auto insurance companies view paying small claims as a goodwill gesture. From the insured point of view, it builds credibility and trust that carriers are willing to pay out in case of a serious accident. But is this true? From my experience, the more costly your claim, the less chances an insurance company is willing to pay in a timely manner, which will reduce your pain and suffering. In fact, pain and suffering may become a long-time companion. Knowing what is important to you and how you want to accomplish your goals is where your heart lies. Use this opportunity to move forward wherever this journey has taken you. There will be people around you with self-preservation on their minds. Do not be bothered by this. Those will be their issues. Yours is to restore life and dreams, and perhaps share with others along the way. Geico, what do you really know about this carrier? Do they have more earnings than Warren Buffett's secretary? You betcha. Will they pay out small claims? Will they pay out large claims? From reviewing the number of complaints online, there will be some subjected to great disappointment. However, let's review some of the statistics discussed in the articles dealing with this very topic. Again, comments on article topics reviewed today are my opinions and have no association with the writers, unless, of course, it's Esther's blog tips. I will stop and make comments from time to time. Our first article is a summary from Geico.com and also Wikipedia.org. Before reviewing statistics and ratings from others about Geico, we're going to review information from their own website along with historical information from Wikipedia. A summation of major points are as follows. First, GEICO stands for Government Employees Insurance Company. It was founded by Leo Goodman, servicing U.S. government employees and military personnel in Fort Worth, Texas in 1936. Now a subsidiary of parent company Berkshire Hathaway since 1996, Tony Nicely is chairman and CEO, and Bill Roberts is president and chief operating officer. This insurance carrier employs an estimated 26,000 people and billions in revenues. Policies by this time were written in all 50 states, along with Washington, D.C. They serve approximately 12 million auto policies and insure around 18 million vehicles. GEICO is the third largest auto insurer in the United States. The company uses commercials to draw in their insurers and internet as a primary method for attracting new customers. Founder Leo Goodman Sr. had worked for USAA and took those skills and models to develop GEICO. From the beginning, GEICO has been privately held, although you would not think so by their name. In 1974, the strategy of David Lloyd Craiger, the 1965 president, moved GEICO into a major contender position. This happened in part due to computer-automated driving records of all licensed drivers, which led them to expand their customer base to include everyone. However, the recession of 1973 through 1975 and fast market growth, GEICO experienced major financial losses. Therefore, in order to recover, issued public stock offerings and company reorganization. GEICO recovered from the difficulties and now have insurance competitors such as Amica, Liberty Mutual, State Farm, Allstate, 21st Century, Progressive, Nationwide, and USAA. In a summary, most agree from my review, GEICO has the ability to make their policies more affordable. From this point forward, however, there were mixed results, as we will see below. Perhaps our current recession was a flashback for GEICO and provided a knee-jerk reaction as to not end up in the same circumstances of the mid-70s. I suspect many of these companies are more allies than competitors, which perhaps in the future will be an interesting show. Our next article comes to us from StandardandPoor's.com. I found the information here about GEICO insightful, and I do recommend reviewing it. Much of the documentation is also available from other sources, but it's a great single source to be able to find a great deal of information, and it's a really good starting point. Although I found the statistics leaning more towards the positive side for GEICO, the strengths and weaknesses discussed in this article are found also throughout other people's comments and reviews. As with other subsidiaries, GEICO's dependency on its parent company, Berkshire Hathaway, protects and enhances its financial balance sheet. Although GEICO provides Berkshire with generated revenue, GEICO's past equity investments are a concern, as described in articles below. As we will discuss soon, GEICO's current profits allow for fair and equitable payouts of claims by insureds. Our next article comes from Chicago, Illinois' Department of Insurance, and it talks about the private passenger's automobile by complaint ratio. You know, the hurt and suffering behind a complaint is not always easy to see. However, any policyholder expecting assistance from their insurance company but does not receive it in a timely manner or the expected benefits when adequate information has been provided to a carrier may demonstrate bad faith behavior from an injured's point of view, and the repercussions experienced from a lack of support and finances by insurance companies or an employer acting as an insurance company can be very detrimental to the injured person. Listed below is a 2010 private passenger automobile complaint ratio per $1 million in direct written premiums. This is typically how reviewed. These numbers come to us from the Illinois Department of Insurance. This helps to balance smaller and larger insurance companies with complaints, although the ratios lean more favorably towards larger corporations. The first one has the highest complaint ratio down to the lower numbers. Our first one is GEICO Casualty Company. Our second is an Esurance Insurance Company, which is an Allstate subsidiary. Hartford Insurance Company of Illinois, Allstate Insurance Company. USAA Casualty Insurance Company. Passenger GEICO at GEICO Indemnity Company. Illinois Farmer Insurance, GEICO. Safeco Insurance Company of Illinois, which is now Liberty Mutual, or subsidiary, or actually I believe they took them over. GEICO General Insurance Company is actually number 10. So you could actually take, a lot of these companies are broken up into subsidiaries of each other, but the main one is of GEICO. They're all GEICO, the ones that you see there on the list. And what you see, there were quite a few of them. Keep in mind, it's important to go with a company that will pay out on a claim. If the amount paid out in premiums does not always guarantee safety and security with an insurance company, contact your state insurance commissioner to review complaints. Do your homework. It might make the difference between being treated with respect and dignity and fighting for benefits anywhere from 2 to 10 years. We won't be seeing that in a commercial anytime soon. Policyholders remember when being left out in the cold, so to speak. Some of these companies on this list have promptly responded to claims. Others have not. Unfortunately, the worst time to discover how they will treat you is typically when a claim is outstanding. Yet, if you review your state statistics on how an auto insurance company paid claims in your state, it might provide insight on which companies will be more than likely to treat you with respect and dignity. The key is to pay attention to what friends, neighbors, or reviews are saying about these carriers. Now, for some of the ratings we got for GEICO, we got them from the BetterBusinessBureau.org in Washington, D.C., ConsumerAffairs.com, and Insured.com. I'm just going to make a little summary about my review of those statistics. You know, some ratings reviews for GEICO were on the low end of the scale from those who held policies, yet ratings increased when written by other companies. In my opinion, perhaps it's in the eye of the beholder, so to speak, or specifically how your claim is viewed, how costly it will be to a carrier, and if they are willing to pay out benefits. Regardless of their actions, focus on recovery and moving forward. After all, it's your life, and time is one commodity that cannot be regained. Remember, injuries or not, you still have a future. At the ConsumerAffairs.com, 290 actual ratings were given, and 84% of them were given to GEICO as a 1-star. Yelp had a rating of 2-star, in particular for San Francisco, California. The Insured.com, actually for GEICO, gave them 4 stars. And one of the main reasons why people thought that what they saw in GEICO's was the actual price that they offered for their policies. So 54% of the insurers thought that they offered the best price, and that's why they went to GEICO, which in my opinion also means that they're actually dealing with people who are price sensitive, which tends to be people who have less income. So, like I've said before, you have to make sure that just because a policy costs you less, it should not be necessarily your main determinant. What should be is when you have an accident, whether they're going to pay you or not. That truly is the key into making your decision. Because if you're paying a low premium and they still don't pay, then that's still going to be problematic when you need them. Computersearch.com actually broke it into pros and cons, and it said that GEICO had a wide variety of plans and discounts, comprehensive military programs, and a solid financial rating. Now, their solid financial rating actually comes from Berkshire Hathaway because they had some equity that they purchased that's kind of got them, if they were standing on their own, their rating probably wouldn't be quite as high. But overall, the cons were the mixed reviews for claim experiences, and this primarily came from policyholders and the treatment in which they received from GEICO. Some customers complained of sudden height wakes, and then some of them actually wanted more time for people that actually had local agents. So there's a variety of answers that you can actually see there. In summary, auto insurance company investors fare better most times than policyholders. Most companies realize most of their insureds do not have the deep pockets that they do, and it will require a great deal of time, energy, and money, which more poor and used-to-be middle-class licensed drivers no longer have. One thing policyholders do have, and that's numbers. Numbers that can be moved from bad faith insurance companies to ones who are willing to pay out claims and treat their insureds with respect and dignity, not just their money. Advertising is just that, an ad until you find the carrier's actions and behaviors in line with providing assistance with those filing a claim. Many policyholders trust their insurance companies and do not realize it until it is far too late that they are not operating in your best interest. Therefore, be your best advocate at all times. Many insurance carriers have been in the business for decades. Therefore, your knowledge is very limited in comparison to theirs. Nevertheless, stand up to do your best. Share your wisdom with other policyholders. The more information you have, the more informed you'll be, and the better decision-making you'll have. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while reviewing today's links. Make sure to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our topic will be you and relationships after a car accident. So come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Have a great day, and I'll see you next Saturday.